and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Hey, and our poll question today is brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thank you so much for taking that on, Nissan. And let me tell you, it's an important poll question today. Should we replace the Star Spangled Banner? Because this is what the left wants to do. You're listening to the Monica Jay Show, but it's your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And when I say it's your show, it's because I use you to help spread the word of this country and why we cannot lose it. And why we should never, never kneel when the national anthem is being sung or played. And why the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, should never, ever be replaced. And why it is considered our anthem. I just received this text from Mr. Folsom, one of my buddies. Hi, Monica. In song, Francis Key Scott keeps us keyed up on what it took to win independence and suggests what it takes to keep doing it. Do not let the left lull us to sleep by suggesting anything other than our fight song. People say that the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, is a war anthem. Well, it is about war. But it's not about engaging in war. It's not about having others suffer under someone else's boot. It is about victory. Victory for a fledgling country. I know this is a little long, but that's okay because I will stay silent. So people can hear and understand why we not only celebrate independence, but why we celebrate our flag. And while we sing the anthem that we do.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game, we stand in our church services, and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners. They said, we want to send a man out to discuss this with you. They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, we want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange. On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free. He said, tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies. He said, you'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains. As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, we have a slight problem. He said, we will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter. Francis Scott Key said, what do you mean? He said, well, Mr. Key, he said, tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, we're going to remove it from the face of the earth. He said, how are you going to do that? He said, if you will, scan the horizon of the sea. And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, that's the entire British war fleet. He said, all of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, the war is over. These men would be free anyway. He said, you can't shell that fort. He said, that's a large fort. He said, it's full of women and children. He says, it's predominantly not a military fort. He said, don't worry about it. They said, we've left them a way out. And he said, what's that? He said, do you see that flag way up on the rampart? He said, we have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule. Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, how many ships? He said, hundreds. The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch. As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, the sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs. He said it was absolutely impossible to talk or hear. He said suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling. Every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, it's still up. It's not down. The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying. The prayer, God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle. The flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit had fallen, but men, fathers, knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground. Although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. O'er the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid.
All right, as I try to compose myself once again. When you kneel during the national anthem, our Star-Spangled Banner, you don't disrespect the current military that is fighting on foreign shores. You disrespect the men who gave their lives for this country in the very beginning because they wanted freedom. To say that kneeling during this particular event before this particular flag to protest anything is a mockery. Because those people sacrificed for freedom for everyone, for every race, for every religion, for every gender, for everyone. This Independence Day, this July 4th, we need to make an extra special effort to remember all of that. And if you are not thankful for that, if you are not grateful for that, then I will help buy the airline ticket to get your ass out of here. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1. FM Talk.
Ninety-nine point one. 92.3 is FM Talk. There is
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's Tuesday, and what a Tuesday it is. I forgot to mention something. As I was speaking about the rally, the we're not going to wear masks rally and open up this damn state rally on Saturday as we celebrate our independence, it's at the state capitol, Carson City, 11 o'clock. But I do want to remind you, there is also going to be a BLM rally at the same time. So please do not engage or get caught up in their protest. We also have a number of people that are going to be in the complex protecting our statues, our monuments from the domestic terrorists that will be showing up there, because that's what they are. My opinion, of course. But I think more and more people are coming to that realization. Because when BLM, when Black Lives Matter, just puts out their mantra, it's a sham. It's a division. You can speak with people of color with intelligence that will sit and have a rational conversation with you about how this is ridiculous. That the only racism that there is in this country is because people search it out and exploit the ignorance of a handful, if even that, of people. That's what they do. They get one argument, they get one example, and they keep just beating it into the ground. Well, this happened. It's like, yeah. You know how many millions of people there are in this country? We have to work together to actually fight this whole idea that one person's life is more important than somebody else's. There should be no such thing as a hate crime. A crime is a crime is a crime and should be prosecuted and punished the exact same way for everybody all across this country. everybody. There should be no such slogan as Black Lives Matter, because that diminishes every other life out there. There should be no special punishments. And I am sorry to those who I love in law enforcement very deeply. Even have a few good friends in at the Postal Service. But there should be no special enhancements. If someone shoots and kills a police officer, a firefighter, a postal worker, a senior citizen, we are all created equally. And if any one of our lives is taken for any reason, whether it be a bad cop's knee on a neck or somebody just shooting you for the color of your skin, shooting you for your religion, shooting you because they want your tennis shoes or your jacket or your money. A life is a life. And we need to get back to the basic principles of what started this country. If not, as Lincoln has said, as Reagan has said, we are in the process of destroying ourselves from within right at this moment. It's time for a Fox News update. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM talk.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. So glad you're with me today. Today's poll question, brought to all of us by Nissan of Carson City. We want to thank them very much. Should the Star Spangled Banner be replaced? That's what people are actually trying to do. Trey Gowdy slamming cancel culture for going after the national anthem, asking, where does it stop? Much respect for Trey Gowdy and what he goes through and what he does for this country. No respect for people who are just continually trying to erase our history and get rid of us. Get rid of the patriots. Let me tell you, it's a lot easier for all of those people out there who hate this country, who hate that song, who hate that flag, our flag, to just go find a new country like Venezuela. They've got a lot of room. Cuba. Go to a communist country and dig in, settle in. But that's not the point. The point is they are trying to turn America, the last bastion of freedom, into a communist country. We're already socialistic. They need to take it to the last step. We've letting our freedoms be eaten away. They just need to push us over the edge. Just as I received an email, or was it a text? I can't remember as I go through. I get so many messages from you, but I absolutely love them. Absolutely love them. But Doug sent me an email and said, you said about the freedoms we have, but you're wrong. The only freedom we have left is the freedom to believe we are free. When the governor can shut down the state and mandate we all wear masks, all our freedoms are gone. The law says the governor can make mandates, but only in his own office, not in the state. People have forgotten the law. We, the people, remember that, are above the government and the governor. Let's go to your phone lines, talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Cowboy Barbie this morning. Almost combined your name there. Cowboy Barbie, what's on your mind? Did we lose Cowboy Barbie? All right, let's move on to Peter. Peter, I am so sorry for the misunderstanding.
Oh, hey, it's okay. It was my brother who was listening to the radio, and he must have just picked it up at the last minute. And we heard 11 a.m., so we rushed out the door. So we were like the only two people standing in front of the Capitol. I'm sending you an email with a copy of our signs. I call them dunce masks. And when I see people wearing them, I offer them a tinfoil hat as well, pointing out that, you know, the EMFs are real, you know, like, and radiation is real, but the tinfoil hat didn't stop it. Same way with the mask. The virus may be real, but the mask is going to do nothing but rob you of oxygen.
Absolutely.
And also collect a lot of bacteria and stuff. I mean, it's like the yellow star of David in Nazi times. It's just for people to put on an honorary sign of their submission to the all-powerful criminals that are occupying our executive offices.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind people, though, you just said it, but governors don't make law. If a governor passes an executive order, that's binding on people that work for the state. Has absolutely no effect on the free people of the state, okay? Our legislature makes laws. And if the cops want to come and arrest you, I'd like them to come up with a citation. What code section are they going to cite you for? And by the way, when they don't have one, perfect opportunity to sue for false imprisonment and possibly malicious prosecution as well. Now, I hate to see the public coffers drained by lawsuits, but if you're going to sue the state, it might as well be for something really important, like your fundamental rights. I want to remind people also, these are not constitutional rights. The Constitution did not give us these rights. These are fundamental rights that the Constitution was written to protect. And I'm tired of people referring to them as constitutional rights. So if the Supreme Court changes their mind tomorrow, like they did in the Bostock v. Clayton County case, where all of a sudden sex can mean anything you want it to mean, well, then where do your rights go? Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Our rights came from our Creator. They're fundamental. I'm sorry. I'll quiet down now. I'm a little hot about all of this, but this is just such in-your-face, fascist, you know, communist-type tactics. It's coming from our governor. I mean, I can't believe anybody voted for this bozo.
Well, it's coming from the left. It's not only the governor, it's Mayor Sheevy, it's all Democrats, basically, Peter. And I don't want you to calm down. I want you to be fired up, and I want you to fire up those around you, because this is the time to do it. We have to stop just sitting back and letting these fundamental rights be trashed and our voices being silenced. So, Peter, thank you so much for calling in today. And Saturday, 11 o'clock. I hope I see everybody out there. Saturday at 11, we will be in front of the Capitol once again on this Independence Day, the most important day of the year, celebrating our independence. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Carl this morning. And Carl wants to talk about, Cowboy Barbie. We have Cowboy Barbie back. National Anthem and the Freedom Day Parade. What's going on, Cowboy Barbie?
Yes. Yippee-ki-yay-yay. When I was singing, and I've sung the National Anthem across the street from the BLA letters and right there with them, and they have tried to get on their knee, and I told them, yes, get on your knee and stay there before this flag, as the enemies of this country have been forced to do, the Nazis, the communists, the terrorists, the Southern Confederate Army run by the Democratic Party. So get down there and stay down there and continue to sing proudly. So any enemy of these countries, that's just where we want them. I don't want them to be enemies of this country. They need to love this place as the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're here for them. We've been there protesting, doing our freedom rallies and parades. That's what we've been doing for 12 weeks. We've been on the governor's lawn to open Nevada. He has no right to suspend the Constitution, our God-given constitutionally guaranteed rights. are not suspendable. There's no pandemic exemption to the Constitution at all. The 14th Amendment provides for punishing governors that usurp the citizens of the rights of the several states, and that means the Bill of Rights. Right, Lady Liberty of Talk Radio?
You are so awesome. Awesome. And I hope I see you on Saturday.
You will. May God bless you, my lady.
God bless you as well, Cowboy Barbie. Let's check in with Carl, who also wants to talk about the national anthem. Hi, Carl. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, I just caught it just barely at the when he started doing the national anthem thing. But and I'm sure you're aware of it and everything. I know you are. But anyway, if you get a chance to actually do the whole poem, do all the verses sometime on your show.
Yeah,
if you will. I
will definitely do that. Isn't there three or four altogether?
No, there's three. And the reason is I had a little tiny Bible that my uncle carried. He was in World War II. I had three uncles in World War II. One was in the Seabees, and he was on an island. One was on the Columbia, and the other one was on Iwo Jima. He got injured the first day and had to be sent home from Iwo Jima. But anyway, I've got this Bible, and it went all the way through. And you got to remember that on Iwo Jima, same as the very first when this was written, they were holding that flag up, not the one you see around, but the actual first flag they put up was held by people that was fighting their way to the top of it. So if anybody says that the flag doesn't mean nothing, read the very last part of the third verse, and that'll get you there.
All right. I will definitely get that all printed out so I can recite it. I'm thinking maybe on Friday as we wrap up the show and go into the 4th, July 4th. I got to stop saying 4th of July. I'm trying to encourage people to do that. It's July 4th, Independence Day.
Yeah.
So, Carl, thank you so much for the call and your great words there. That is awesome. And I know somebody else who is awesome and is going to give us some great words is Samantha, who's on the line right now at 884-9910. It is such a great pleasure to have you back, Samantha, and to have met you on this past Saturday. Thanks for calling into the show.
Hi, Monica. Thanks for taking my call. I took my teenagers to one of your events last Friday at the Capitol in Carson. And I know I think some people were passing around some paperwork about if you have a medical condition, you don't have to wear a mask. So we went into Costco, 1,000 people all masked up, even babies. Had masks on their faces, and older people gasping for air and having coughing attacks. It was horrible to see that. And my daughter and I were the only ones without a mask, and we got in and out of there just fine. So I encourage people to go ahead and get in these places without a mask. Stand up for our privileges, our God-given privileges, to be able to do that. And it works. And people gave us some dirty looks, but I feel like it's really time to stand up and make a statement for our freedom.
Somebody gives you a dirty look, you just give them a smile right back.
Exactly. And it's kind of hard with all the masks to tell exactly what their facial expressions are.
But you can see it.
Mask-free.
You can see it in their eyes, Samantha. And thank you so much for bringing your boys down on Thursday. It was a great pleasure to meet them as well. And you're raising them to be free thinkers. And that's what we need more of. We need less sheep. We need more leaders and less followers. So, Samantha, thank you so much for being there. And I hope I see you again real soon. It's your choice. It is your choice. I get a lot of flack for pushing that fact, but people who just fall into line don't really do the research on how Fauci has backtracked on the masks, Dr. Birx has backtracked on the masks, the CDC, OSHA. Well, OSHA never backtracked. They've said the same thing consistently that, unless it is an N95 mask, in a contaminated area that the loop, the ear loop masks do not protect anything. It even says it right on the box. But for some reason, people have gotten it into their heads that these are going to save them. The best thing that you can do for yourself to keep any virus away is wash your damn hands. Wash them. Use antibacterial soap. Learn how to wash them properly. Get in between the fingers, on top, below, on the sides. You'd be surprised. Fingernails, ladies, men, fingernails. It's not about a virus. It's about control. And I hope you stick around because you're not going to be happy with me in the next segment.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Believe it or not, there are people trying to rid the world of the Star-Spangled Banner. Today's poll question, should the Star-Spangled Banner be replaced? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thank you so much for sponsoring our poll today. This is important. I want to hear from you. 991fmtalk.com. Now, if I leave you with one thing today, I hope it's with the understanding that... Turn the sound off on my computer there. Keeps dinging. I know this is going to sound wild and crazy, but hey, the best things are usually. This is not a fight for a flag. This is not a fight for a particular race of people. This is not a fight over a virus, over people's health or safety. Trust me when I say and tell you with all of my heart that it is a fight for our souls, for our beings. Because this country is on the verge of being taken over by the left and turned communist. There is a very prominent communist country right now, at this very moment, that is a major power in the world that is ordering Christians, not Muslims, not Jews, nobody else, that is ordering Christians to renounce God or their food and housing will be cut off. And that is the communist nation of China. It's a wonderful article if you would like to read it. It's by WND. It was published yesterday. Sorry, it was published the day before yesterday. I just got my hands on it. Where in our history do you remember? This is why it's so important to remember history. When Christians had to denounce their faith, had to denounce God. Whether you believe in God or not, do you think that that's something that is even acceptable? If you believe in Allah, if you believe in Muhammad, oh, but wait a minute. China is doing that as well. In re-education camps. Why do we call them such a BS term? They're concentration camps. They're trying to break people of their faith, of their religion. because they want their religion followed, and that is of a new world order. I can only tell you so much. If you don't start looking for some of this online yourself, you're not going to understand. I give you nuggets on my Facebook pages, all three of them. But all you have to do is go on to DuckDuckGo. Don't use Google. DuckDuckGo, or go on to YouTube and just search New World Order. And you will understand all that we are going through right now. Why the education system was taken over. Why the food supply was taken over. Why there's a threat to our energy department. It's all there for you to understand. You just have to want to find it. The truth.